OHM Concessions Group is holding a jobs fair at Pensacola International Airport this week, ahead of Missouri-based firm's takeover of the airport's food and beverage operations next week. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Applicants are filling out the paperwork and being interviewed in a second-floor conference room at the airport. Among the company representatives on Wednesday, the middle day of the three-day fair, was Milan Patel, OHM's president and CEO.
To be truth, we were pleasantly surprised. Yesterday, we interviewed about 125 candidates. Today seems to be pretty busy. As you see, the room is filling up, and I think it's going to be even greater today, and we'll see what God has stored in for us for tomorrow.
OHM is working to fill a number of restaurant positions: servers, bartenders, crew members, managers, and assistant managers. Patel says the newbies will join those currently working at restaurants inside the airport who want to stay.
And then we're going to filter to the best of our ability to fill the positions for each of the locations. At the end of the day, when we conclude the applications and put the ones that we think are going to fit our culture, our need, and set them aside and talk about it, and then we're going to take it a step further and review them, and then call them back and talk to them in a second interview if needed, and then have an orientation over the weekend.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward last week unilaterally awarded the contract to OHM. That came as no surprise. The mayor had supported the firm at the January council meeting, where the contract failed on a 4-4 deadlock.
Everyone in this audience, we've all focused on economic development and what we're going to do as a community. What does it tell the outside businesses that we're not going to have a level playing field, that we don't have a fair process? This process was fair.
Hayward pointed out at that time that Creative Food Group was silent during the request for proposal, or RFP, process.
If there was a significant flaw in the RFP process, these sophisticated business people that represent Creative would have appealed it. They didn't appeal it. They had every opportunity to appeal the RFP and the process. We went above and beyond to make sure the process was fair.
Joining the mayor for Friday's announcement were council members Jewel Canada Wynn, Andy Terhar, Brian Spencer, and Larry B. Johnson. Perhaps an indication that the 6-vote supermajority needed to override when the council revisits the contract Thursday evening will not happen. In bidding for the 10-year contract, OHM promised to create around 100 jobs at the airport over a 10-year period. Vice President of Operations Maria Patel appeared before the City Council in January.
We allotted an additional $75,000 in capital to ensure an accelerated process to open all these units. We have coordinated with our concept partners to ensure continuous service are available to all passengers during the construction of these units, which include 2 Einsteins, 1 pre-security, 1 post-security, a grab-and-go kiosk, and a full bar.
OHM also offered the airport at least $1 million more than the nearest competitor for the contract, Creative Food Group of New York, which represents local restaurants The Fish House, Bagel Heads, and Verona's.
On March 31st, we will install all the temporary units overnight. We have a plan in place to open Chick-fil-A on May 6th. All other concepts will be open between 60 and 90 days of the insurance of contract permits.
Normally, OHM would have a few months to staff a new operation, but CEO Milan Patel says in this case, they only had 12 days between getting the contract and opening temporary facilities next Tuesday to replace the outgoing Verona's restaurant.
We have to mobilize April 1st. We have to have a product ready to go to offer to the traveling public. As seamless as possible, we're trying to make it happen. We've done this in multiple other airports where we currently are in St. Louis and Baltimore. We've had to go in and change overnight, and we've done it, and we've been successful, and I think we'll hit it hard.
And late word today that the Federal Aviation Administration has approved the airport's contract with OHM in a letter to Airport Director Greg Donovan. That, in effect, removes one of the opponent's main contentions in calling for the deal to be voided. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.